From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. People in Haiti are growing ever more desperate and impatient as help, but not nearly enough yet, arrives after Tuesday's earthquake. Aid workers warn they may need more security support. Some U.S. paratroopers arrived last night. NPR's Jackie Northam is in Haiti. She says she's found every domestic resource stretched past its limit.
It's very slow. That's the problem. They don't have quite enough vehicles here. Certainly don't have enough people on the ground. But if you look at something like the U.S. military, when it lands, it's its own self-contained operation, and that's fine. And there's some heavy equipment coming in now on some of these flights as well. But there just aren't enough cars here or trucks here, certainly, to handle what's needed here to help out with this disaster.
That's NPR's Jackie Northam in Haiti. U.S. Army Lieutenant General Ken Keene told ABC's Good Morning America the needs are huge.
The top priorities right now is pushing out relief supplies. There's an immense need for medical relief. Basic items such as food, water particularly, is in need. And we're doing search and rescue efforts, and they're in need of everything.
At President Obama's request, former Presidents Bill Clinton and George W. Bush are coordinating a major fundraising effort for relief and recovery. Uncounted bodies litter streets in Port-au-Prince. The UN says it's possible 45,000 to 50,000 people have died in the Haiti quake. NPR's Jason Beaubien was on hand for one rescue effort.
Under powerful spotlights, rescue crews from France, Spain, and Fairfax County, Virginia, worked into the night to try to free eight people trapped but still alive inside the Montana Hotel. The magnitude 7 quake turned the once grand hotel into a mishmash of rubble and jutting slabs of concrete. Then word came that they were bringing out one of the women. 65-year-old Sarla Chand of New Jersey, who'd been in Haiti for a business meeting, emerged on a gurney from the wreckage.
I backed down and put you on a board just because we expected to be weak to transport you, okay?
Chatting with the rescue workers as they checked her health, Chand said she and the five other people trapped with her had given up hope. Thank you, she added, for saving my life. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.
The Pentagon is set to release a report on how the Army failed to spot and sideline the suspect in the Fort Hood shootings in Texas. Major Nadal Hassan is charged with killing 13 people there in November. News agencies say the report could prompt discipline of up to 8 Army officers. Investigators are said to believe the officers should have noticed Hassan's reported erratic behavior well before the shootings and taken action. The government says inflation at the consumer level was 2.7% for the full year in 2009. Economists consider that moderate, but the Labor Department also says families' actual spending power contracted last year because of dropping wages and job losses. This is NPR News. Democratic House and Senate leaders say they are close to agreement on a health care bill that could come up for a final vote. President Obama is trying to reassure nervous Democrats that despite falling poll numbers, they should press ahead and pass a bill. NPR's Julie Rovner has more.
The president traveled to Capitol Hill to speak to House Democrats at their annual issues retreat. He reminded them that health overhaul is a goal that has eluded presidents and Congresses since Teddy Roosevelt. But he said if they finish the job, it will be worth it.
The American people will suddenly learn that this bill does things they like and doesn't do things that people have been trying to say it does. The worst fears will prove groundless, and the American people's hope for a fair shake from their insurance companies for quality, affordable health care they need will finally be realized.
Negotiators on the bill overcame a major hurdle when they won the backing of organized labor for a modified version of a tax on high-cost health plans. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
Pope Benedict's upcoming visit to the Rome synagogue is prompting a split among Jews in Italy. The head of Italy's rabbinical assembly says he will boycott the Sunday visit to protest the Pope's decision to put the late Pope Pius XII on the path to sainthood. Pius is widely accused of remaining silent during the Nazi Holocaust of the 1930s and 40s, in which some 6 million Jews died. The Vatican says Benedict's decision was not meant to limit historical discussion of Pius, but Rabbi Giuseppe Laras says that statement clarifies nothing. Japan is ending a refueling mission for U.S.-led military operations in Afghanistan. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.